Hello, welcome to yet another Meyer Island Literature Circle podcast. Once again, we are reading the book The Hunger Games by Suzanne Collins. And today we finished chapters 7 and 8, almost wrapping up the first third of the book. And indeed, as it progresses here, lots of interesting events are happening, and we're starting to come into some interesting conflict. So, we'll pass it around. The iPod, that is. And you'll be able to listen as we do a quick summary of Chapter 7 and Chapter 8.
Well, it's mainly about Katniss and Peeta during training and after their arrival at the Capitol. They had to go through training classes, and they had tons of obstacles to go through, and
they had a lot of obstacles to go through. Oh, I'm Dancer 3, and they had a ton of obstacles to go through, and Katniss and Peeta would both do the same thing because one of their Haymitch told them they have to stay together, and he promised he would listen to me, and so they stayed together. The first thing they went to was snares, then camouflage.
And so after they went through training for a while, they went to the Game Makers. And I'm Goheed 8. Thanks. And so they went to their little private practices, and so first was Peeta, and then after that, Katniss went, and they were the last ones to go since they're District 12, and so the people were all like bored and like they didn't want to watch them, and so they didn't pay any attention to Katniss.
So this is PB&J, and she got really mad, and she shot an arrow at the light, and it blew sparks, and they left out a really important part. When they were training, when they first got to their stations, the first station was actually Knott's, because they didn't want to show their secret talents, because Katniss liked the bows, and Peeta liked lifting things.
And then during Peeta's private session, she got really mad because they weren't paying attention and they were all kind of drunk and looking at a pig that had an apple in his mouth. And so she got really angry and by accident shot the pig and the apple. And the apple was in his mouth.
It flew into, this is Kate Sparks, and the apple flew into the wall behind the Game Makers, and then she left without being dismissed. And another thing they left out was Peeta pointed out to Katniss that they had like a shadow, and her name was Rue, and she reminded Katniss of her little sister Prim.
Hi, this is Flying P25, and she, once she got done and she was leaving without being dismissed, she ran into her room and she shut the door and started crying and stuff. And then Haymitch and Effie were trying to get in, and she just told them to go away, and she started sobbing. And
this is Vinylshake 278, and then Effie came back and said it was time for dinner, so she went out finally and was eating, and then they went to figure out the scores from the Game Makers came up, and Peeta got an 8 and Katniss got an 11.
Oh, yeah, and this is Spartan, and after that next morning when she went down for breakfast, PETA and Effie and Haymitch were already downstairs and they were talking, and she got her breakfast, then she sat down and she wondered why they weren't talking.
And hi, this is Fat Cub 47, and after that, that day was the day that they had their personal interviews, and Haymitch was talking to them about how they wanted to change the plans, and PETA said he wanted to be interviewed separately. Coached separately.
All right, our next section here is questions that we had while reading the chapter.
Hi, this is Dieter, and I have a question. Why did PETA want to get trained separately?
This is Eminem, and my question is, if they would have paid attention to her, would they have gave her a better score?
This is B-Ball 23, and my question is, why did she say something bad, like why they didn't pay attention to her, and then just because she was in District 12, but then she apologized almost like somebody was watching her.
This is B-Ball State, and my question was like, how Katniss felt when she figured out, like, she was trying to, PETA was being nice to her, and how, like, she felt when he, like, kind of said that he wanted to get coached separately. She felt mad or sad.
I'm Mexico, and, I think, like, I'm wondering, like, is there hidden cameras, like, in the room? Because how Effie, like, she tried to cover up, or if she knows that, like, something, like, there are hidden cameras or something, how she, like, stated her opinion, and it wasn't, like, something nice about that the government would like. And so I was wondering if, like, she knew or something.
Well, when I have a question on, my name's Shadow. And I wonder why they were so quiet when Katniss walked downstairs into the room to eat.
Hi, I'm Dancer 3, and a question I have is, PETA gonna get everybody to gang up on Katniss to kill her first?
Hi, this is Dogman 10, and my question is, did Katniss get the highest score for District 12 ever, or one of the highest?
This is MW37, and I was wondering how Katniss would have reacted to the judges not paying attention to her if she went first.
This is Flabble, and I was wondering, like, why is PETA so nice to her, and then all of a sudden he wants to be trained separately?
Hi, I'm Gohi 8, and my question is, who is the AVAX girl that was the server, and how does she sort of, like, relate, and what's her story of how Katniss knows her?
This is PB&J, and I have a question and an answer. The answer is, of Shadow's question about why were they so quiet. They were so quiet because they didn't want to tell her about how PETA was going to be coached by a different thing. And my question is, when they destroyed the 13th district and they said that it was only North America that was destroyed and stuff, I had a question, why didn't the, like, Europe or Asia or Africa or Australia come in and help them?
Hi, this is Dancer, and I was wondering if they paid more attention, the judges paid more attention to PETA during a session, if he would have got a better score.
Hello, this is Flying Pig 25, and I have a question of why, what did Rue do to impress the judges so much? And
okay,
This is Biba, and I know that someone already said this, but this I was also gonna say this, but why does PETA wanna interview all by himself?
Hi, this is Fat Cow 47, and I was wondering if PETA, Rue, and Katniss team up in the Hunger Games.
Hi, this is Spartan, and I was wondering if Katniss got the highest score out of the people who were doing it, just the people who are in the Hunger Games this time.
Hi, this is Eeyore, and I was wondering if, like, the lower scores are better or are the higher scores better?
This is B-Ball State. Okay. And another one of my questions is how is it gonna like how is Katniss, like, how is her score gonna hurt her? Is how is it gonna help her? Because if, like, someone's gonna, like, they're gonna team up on her so that she can't kill everybody at, like, when it's getting to the end, or, like, will it help her with how strong she is in the sponsors?
This is B-Ball for Life, and did PETA wanna train by himself because, like, he has, like, something that he's hiding from.
This is B-Ball 23, and I was thinking, is having a higher score for Katniss, is that going to help her or is it going to hurt her because she's a bigger target?
This is PB&J, and I have a question about the sponsors, and what are the sponsors doing? How does it help them? And I have another question. It's about, like, there's different themes, because for the Hunger Games, like, the climate, one time it was just freezing and everybody died, or is it going to be really hot, or is it going to be, like, a forest or something?
Hi, this is Kate Spartz, and I haven't answered PB&J's question. And
this question is about sponsors.
The sponsors, they send in money, or sometimes they can send in gifts, and then Haymitch or whoever is their mentor, they can put it in the arena, but it gets more expensive once the thing goes on. So yeah.
Hi.
Power school is back up.
That's wonderful.
Hi, this is Gohee8, and I'm wondering if Katniss will help Rue and sort of, like, protect her. And Rue's a little girl who Katniss thinks is really, like, Prim, her sister.
Hi, this is Dancer 3, and I was wondering why Haymitch would put Katniss and PETA together as a team.
Hi, this is Shadow, and I think PETA decided not to be trained by someone else now because Katniss had such a high score, and now that's a target for other people to, yeah.
Excellent questions from everyone here. Indeed, Shadow, thanks. I was hoping someone would have that same question. It was kind of voiced earlier with a few people. Why did PETA decide to not be trained anymore? And we kind of hinted around it, and I kind of lean in your direction of, was it because he now realizes she's a threat and that only one person can win? She becomes a target, and they're a team, and if they're a team, he's now a target from everyone else, so maybe he wants to distance himself. I don't know. That was a very good question. All right, we'll do a quick rapid-fire predictions, and then I have one more segment. You get 20 seconds.
Well, this is Mexico, and I had kind of the same thing, but a little different. I think that maybe he didn't want to be with her because he's, like, he didn't get as good of a score as her, so he doesn't like being, like, yeah, lower than her, and he's jealous, and yeah.
This is Bebel State, and I think that there that Katniss will try to keep on treating Peeta like a friend, and that if he doesn't treat her back like a friend, then she'll hook up with Ruin. She'll help her just like her little her little sister Prim.
This is Bebel 23, and I think that Ruth is going to Rue. I think that she's going to be a really big threat in because maybe she's playing down her position, and so then she's going to be a really big threat.
This is Bebel for Life, and I think that Peeta is going to backfire, and he's like gonna try to kill Katniss.
This is Eminem, and I think if Peeta and Katniss will stay as a team, I think they might ask Rue to be in their team.
Okay, this is Dancer, and I think that Peeta is going to go with a different group of people for the Hunger Games, and what's her name? Katniss is going to go with Rue and kill off their group that Peeta's in.
I think that Rue, I think that she's a really big threat in the games because she's small, and she can run very fast, maybe she can climb really well, and I think that I think that she's evil. I think she's just this evil little girl that plans to kill everybody.
This is Dogman 10, and my prediction is that either Katniss is gonna die, or Peeta's gonna die, and then it's kinda gonna go off somehow to like Rue, kind of.
This is MW37, and I'm wondering if Peeta's gonna try to tell Katniss that he just didn't want people to kill her because if they were friends, they'd be easy targets, and then he's going to backstab her.
I think if it's going to be true, like Peeta said that, this is Flabble, and I think it's going to be true that it might be true that Peeta said that Katniss was going to like be in trees eating raw squirrel and picking off people.
Hi, this is Flying Big 25, and I think maybe since Rue is only 12, that maybe another player will use their smarts and convince her to hunt for them and stuff and use her.
This is Shadow, and I think that Rue's so small she might have an advantage to win because she's got a pretty high score for such a little kid. And a lot of players might underestimate her.
All right, last part here. Oh, sorry, we're out of time for predictions. Last segment, really quickly. If you were in the games, what special skill would you have to help keep you alive? And if, for myself, if I were a young person, I would probably say that my skill would be irritating people to the point that they got so angry that they would make a mistake.
This is Mexico.
This is Bebel State, and what I would do is hide from everybody until there's like 10 people left, and then I'd go out and use like bow and arrow to kill people or something. I don't know. Fight them.
mine would probably actually be... This is Mexico. Mine would probably be, like, camouflage. Or, fist-to-fist thing.
This is Beeball 23, and my strategy would be to hide in a tree, and I would use a bow and arrow, and if somebody would walk by, I would shoot them, and I would just kind of hide until there's like little and less people left.
This is Eminem, and I think I would have, if I had to pick, it would probably be really, really strong, like strong enough to, like, if someone was walking by, you could like push a tree on them or something.
Hi, this is Eeyore, and my strategy would probably be hunting experience and probably like camouflage, so I could do both, like be in camouflage and then I could kill people with my hunting experience.
Hi, this is Fat Cub 47, and the strategy that I'd like is I'd do camouflage and throw knives at people, preferably their faces.
Hi, this is Spartan, and I'd steal everybody's weapons, go up in a tree, then like drop them on them.
Hi, this is Bebo, and I would my strategy would also to be strong enough to like kill them and stuff.
This is Vanilla Shake, and my 278. My strategy would be someone who's about to kill me, I would get them into somehow political debate, and then they would lose, so then they would start crying, and I could easily get away.
Hello, this is Facco. I mean, this is Flying V25, and I would get a spear and spear for fish, and if I ever come in, if I ever come across another opponent, I would just run away.
Hi, this is Kate Sports, and my strategy would be to like hide in a tree and only come down when like I know it's safe, and then to hunt, and like if somebody comes by, shoot them with an arrow.
This is Dancer, and my strategy would be to camouflage up in a tree, and then when people walked by, drop a knife on their head.
This is PB&J, and I'd hide in a tree, but I'd like wait until the games are like beginning and people are killing each other, and then I'd kind of come down and I'd make friends with some people, and then they'd trust me, and then I'd backstab them literally, and then I'd keep on doing that and like keep on hide, and then I'd come down, and then I'd like camouflage myself to be like different people.
I'm GoHeat8, and my strategy would be to hide somewhere, and when the coast is clear, I would come down and like set traps and like make poisonous things and like get food and stuff, and then when I would go back up, and then people would eat the poisonous stuff or get caught in the traps, and then I would just like kill them by shooting spears at them.
I would either, this is Dogman 10, and I would either want to have strength to like hand-in-hand combat or a bow and arrow so I can get them from a tree.
This is MW37, and I would have the abilities with the knife not only to throw but to stab people.
This is Flobble, and I would probably like have two short swords, and I'd sneak around and stab people in the back.
Hi, this is Dancer 3, and I would want strength to be strong enough to like push things on people to where it would kill them.
This is Total Biscuit, and I would like to have the smarts because I would end up making snares and traps, lethal and non-lethal, if there's a non-lethal one, and they get caught in it, I can just come up and kill them.
Hi, this is Shadow, and I'm really good with a bow, so I might be like be up in a tree and something, just shoot people if they pass by.
Okay, this is B-Ball for Life, and I would go up inside like a tree, and you'd have like different weapons, and then like when you knew it was safe to come down and get food, and then you could like throw weapons at people to kill them.
I'd just dig a giant pit and then kick them all into it.
And then throw spears at them. Why not? It just eliminates people really quickly.
What's your name?
What's your name? This is Spartini.
All right, and just to clarify, this is Mr. Meyer. We really are not teaching ultraviolence here, even though we do play the game of Survivor. This is all hypothetical what-ifs. I don't believe we have a bloodthirsty group of people. All our students are indeed trying to put themselves in the shoes of the characters, so indeed we would not act like this in real life, except for Vanilla Shake 278. He really does try to debate people on politics until they cry and run away. Unfortunately, we have President Obama, so more often than not, it's him that flees in terror crying. But that's all right. Someday the right will be right again. And with that being said, we hope you enjoyed listening to our podcast. We went on for a little while here, 25, almost 26 minutes. Stay tuned for our next podcast as we reach the first third of the book and get into the actual arena. We'll see how the game goes. All right, thanks for listening. Wait, bye.